going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
With the Mets going on the cold streak, the Phillies jumping into first, but the Braves winning 7 of their last 10, we're going to go out to the WadeFord.com hotline and talk to the managing editor of Braves Today and the host of the Braves Postcast, where you can catch after every Braves game goes final, Lindsey Crosby. And he is my guy because this is the third occasion now that I've been on the air just as the Braves go final, and the one guy who can break it down the best joins me shortly after. Lindsey, how you doing today, bud?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on. It's always great to come talk a little ball.
Oh, absolutely. And as Juan Soto hits his 15th home run of the day, of the year for the Mets, and they go up 4-3, talk to me about what you saw as the Braves took all three from what was then a first-place Mets team.
So Atlanta's pitching staff really did a lot of work here, and Atlanta, I'm actually going to – this is a little controversial. I'm going to say New York gave these games to Atlanta more so than Atlanta's offense won them. Ooh. If you look at all three of the games that Atlanta won, the offense did enough, right? But every one of these games had some sort of – terrible Mets mistakes that either took away their scoring chances or gave Atlanta extra scoring chances. Game one had a bunch of base running issues. Pete Alonso was thrown out, I think, at third base. Ninth inning, Juan Soto was doubled off at first on a Pete Alonso fly ball to right field that Ronald caught at the wall. Game two, the catcher had a defensive error that scored a run. There was another defensive miscue that allowed another run to come in. And game three, they walked 9 Braves, and 5 of them came around to score. 2 of those walks came with the bases loaded. So Atlanta's pitching was really good in that series. The offense did just enough, but the Mets really kind of gave it to them. And on Friday night, that kind of explains where you had some good pitching again, but the opposing offense and opposing defense wasn't giving you runs. Atlanta couldn't beat the Marlins in game one. So I think you kind of saw – that wasn't sustainable what they did against the Mets, but there's promise, and you saw they could still do enough to win. They just have to clean some stuff up.
But being a Braves fan, I mean, you would think the baseball gods would eventually come around to our side, because isn't this exactly how the Braves had lost so many games, by making the same kind of mistakes? Finally, we get some for us.
Exactly. And that's one of those things, whenever people talk about, oh, that was a terrible base running error and that lost us the game. Well, you know what? It's going to come back around. All of this stuff eventually comes back around. You have all these hard hit balls that don't go for home runs. Eventually, that's going to even out. And that's what happened, is some of these losses Atlanta had early in the year where they were scalding baseballs and not dropping, or dumb base running errors, a bad send from third base or whatever. All of that equalized and gave you a sweep of the Mets. When that series, if you play that series 10 times, a lot of those are probably 2-1 or 1-2. But instead, Atlanta wins all three because the baseball gods shined on them and said, we want you guys to still be contenders this year. We don't want you to sell. And we just don't want the Mets to have nice things.
Now, unfortunately, after giving us those wins, the baseball gods have kind of frowned upon us today or sending us a bad telegram as the news breaks that Chris Sale is headed to the injured list. Tell the listeners, maybe someone who doesn't gotten an update, what exactly is the problem? How long should he be out? And should we be worried?
Okay, so he has multiple fractures of the left side of his rib cage. This happened in the Mets start in the ninth inning. He dove off the mound to stop a Juan Soto ground ball and made the throw to first base to get the out. He finished the game, adrenaline's going and all of that, but on Friday he was doing some workouts and it was sore. He couldn't quite figure out what was wrong. They did the imaging. They found the fractures. The Braves haven't given us a timeline yet, but a lot of the people I've talked to say things like this, the usual timeline you start off with is 6 to 8 weeks. And the goal is to figure out, can you get back earlier or is it going to take later? Because a lot of that, if he was a position player, it would be a lot of pain tolerance kind of stuff, right? But being a pitcher and a lefty pitcher at that, he puts a lot of rotational stress on his torso, and you're going to have to let this get fully healthy. And it feels like it's going to be after the All-Star break. It's going to be, you know, he probably needs a little bit of a tune-up maybe in the minors or something before he comes back. My concern is that you're looking at like mid-August. And in that case, it'll be like making a trade at the deadline, but it's also now you're shorthanded in your rotation because you're already without AJ Smith-Shawver. You're already out without Ronaldo Lopez. 3/5 of your starting rotation on opening day is down. And one of them, at least, and Smith-Shawver's not coming back this year.
Ooh, Lindsay. Yeah, I mean, I'm grimacing for Chris Sale. Think about a couple of multiple fractured ribs with a guy who, like you said, put so much torque on his body to be that big lefty on the mound. Okay, let's see if we can get this positive. As I'm joined now by Lindsey Crosby, host of the manager of the Braves today and host of the Locked On Braves postcast. Catch that after every Braves game goes final. Grant Holmes has 20 strikeouts in his last two starts. Can he solidify this rotation or be a key part? Is he the real deal? Why Sale is coming back?
I think we saw today that Grant Holmes is the real deal. And I say that because he did not have his best stuff today. He did not get a single whiff on his fastball or really any pitch that was not his slider. He also let a runner get on third base in each of the first three innings. But Grant Holmes also got out of it every single time. And, you know, 5 hits, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, and 5 2/3 innings, no runs allowed. And today he finalized that conversion from reliever to starter. You saw the strikeouts against Colorado. When everything's going well, he's not only getting strikeouts, but he's efficient on his pitch count. That's not a thing we always see. Look at Strider's classic Spencer Strider. He would go 6 innings. He'd get 10, 12 strikeouts, but he'd be at 98 pitches after, you know, 5 2/3 trying to get through the outing. That's not Grant Holmes. He could both get strikeouts and be efficient. And I think we saw today, even when he doesn't have his best stuff, he can still get through an outing. And not only are you still in it, he didn't allow the Marlins to score. So I think Holmes can help solidify the rotation. The question is going to be that 5th spot. Prospect Edgar Fuentes is going to stay there for now. I wouldn't be shocked if AA tried to make a deal to either sign or bring in another veteran starter.
Wow, AA, you got a job to do. How are you going to shore up this rotation while we're waiting for Sale to come back? Well, let's turn our attention to the bats. And I'm going to turn my attention to one bat in particular. I looked at a stat and I said, wow, this dude will be leading Major League Baseball in average if he was eligible. And I'm talking about Ronald Acuña Jr. 391? 391. He would be by far the leading average because Aaron Judge has come back to earth a little bit. What is this man doing? 391? Break that down for me, Lindsey.
Okay, so Ronald Acuña Jr. is making more contact in the strike zone than ever. And even when he swings at balls out of the strike zone, he's still making a lot of contact. But it's not just the batting average. Everything is better. His MVP year, his line was 337 with a 416 on base and a 596 slug. He's at a 391 batting average, a 504 on base, and a 696 slug. He is slugging 100 points higher than when he hit 40-plus home runs and won the MVP. His on-base is 80 points higher than when he was the MVP. He already has doubled last year's homer total with 8, and he has tied last year's RBI total. He played 49 games last year. He's played 26 this year. I said this on the postcast today. This may legitimately be the best version of Ronald Acuña Jr. we have ever seen in Atlanta. By the pace, by the averages, everything are the best of his career. And I don't know, as frustrated as I was that they were going so incredibly slow on the injury rehab, this right here, you see why. He's not needed days off, and he's been phenomenal. He has 21 games this year. He's reached base twice. He's only played 26 games.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is it, you know, really feasible for him to stay on this kind of pace for the last 90? What we got left? 90 games? How many we got left? Is it reasonable for him to keep this up?
It feels like his numbers are going to take a small step back, right? Just because his batting average on balls in play, it's always been over 300 because he's fast, but it's close to 400 right now. He's going to take a small step back, but at the same time, this isn't driven by fluky stuff that doesn't bear out. All of the different estimators and projection systems, expected batting average, expected slug, all of that stuff, they all say this is real. He's overperforming a little bit, but this is all real. This is just the most locked in, dialed in, elite version of Ronald Acuña Jr. we've ever seen. And he might not bat 391 all year, but I wouldn't be surprised at this pace if he beats that 2023 average of 337.
I'll take a 350 year out of, you know, six out of 8 months out of Ronald Acuña Jr. I sure will. I'll take that every day.
If you twist my arm, yeah, sure, I'll take a 350.
Yeah, all right.
Why not? He's on pace for like 50 home runs this year.
Yeah,
he's on pace for 50 homers.
Wow.
It's insane.
Joined now by Lindsey Crosby, host of the Braves Postcast and the managing editor of Braves Today. Talking Braves, if they win 7-0 over the Marlins, taking game 2 of the series, they've won 7 of their last 10 and on their way, hopefully, for their fourth straight series win when they face off Sunday at 1 o'clock. Who's on the bump tomorrow, and should we expect them to take this series to the 2-3?
So it is Bryce Elder. And he's squaring off against Sandy Alcantara. And Sandy's numbers are not good this year, but this month, in the month of June, he has a 2.12 ERA. He's looked to be the old Sandy Alcantara. Bryce Elder is hoping to rebound from that rough, rocky start. I feel like Bryce Elder is going to be able to keep you in this game. He's a number 5 starter. That's what they can do. When he's at his best, he can keep you in the game. He can give you 5-6 innings. It's going to come down to the offense, right? They scored 7 runs today. 4 of those were in the final 2 innings. This was a pretty close game until the very end. If the bats can get going tomorrow, the sooner you knock Sandy out, the better. This bullpen's not very good for Miami. The Braves absolutely can win this series and head into the Mets series next week with a ton of momentum, especially after dropping game 1 of the series. But it's all going to come down to the offense. They have to be able to score runs or knock Sandy out early so they can then score runs against the bullpen. It's going to come down to that.
Well, that's what we'll be looking for as they go up to Citi Field. Now, you'll probably know this answer real quick. History-wise, do the Braves usually fare pretty well up in Citi Field, or is that something where it has been a little bit of a hiccup for them?
They fare well against against the Mets, period. They're 26-10 in their last 36 games against New York, and it doesn't matter where they play them. Matt Olson, though, is phenomenal in Citi Field, just like Chipper Jones was phenomenal in Shea Stadium. So the Braves do well up there. Matt Olson does well against them. I'm excited for this series.
All right. Well, we are all looking forward to it. I'm back, I think, in another week or so, and I hope I can call you and we'll say, hey, the Braves just had another 4-3 or 5-2 week where we're halfway through this 13-game stretch against division opponents. Tomorrow's game 7 or game 6. We're about halfway through. We got another 4 with the Mets, 3 with the Phillies. Hopefully we can keep this thing going. Before I let you get out of here, I've got the Men's College World Series on one TV, the Mets and Phillies on the other. Coastal Carolina made that final series. You called it, my friend. Can they do this thing? Can they pull it out? Can they take down the LSU Tigers?
I think they can. It's going to take 3 games. They're going to finally lose one, but I think Coastal's going to win the whole thing over LSU. LSU has the stuff. Coastal's just a complete team. Give me Coastal.
All right. I'll go back to the tape. It was 3 weeks ago when you said when they came – when you were down in Auburn and you was like, no, look, Coastal is the real deal. I think they're going to Omaha. Well, they made it to Omaha. And you said, I think they can win the whole thing. Well, here we are 3 weeks later and they're on their way. At least they made it to the last two. So this is Lindsey Crosby. You know how I end it? I like you to tell the people so that I don't have to do it, where they can catch all your material. Because listen to me, guys, the best Braves coverage out there is this guy right here. Tell him.
And obviously, y'all can tell Lindsey knows ball. I'm on social media at Crosby Baseball, the Braves Braves Today newsletter, bravestoday.com, and the Braves postcast, part of Locked On Sports Atlanta and Locked On Braves after every single game.
After every single game. Well, Lindsey, finish out your rest of your Sunday. I'm sorry, rest of your Saturday, and get ready for your Sunday because you have an early game tomorrow. But then you can have an easy Sunday night and watch the NBA Finals.
Hey, love a good Game 7. I don't care what sport it is, love a good Game 7.
Best two words in sports, Game 7. That's my guy. We got to go, and I will be in touch.
Thanks, Eric.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball.
all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.